So following your posting as a Commander Air in Shearwater, you become CO of HS-50 in 1964. Is that correct?
Well, I went to Sioux in between time.
In between. And then you came back as CO of HS-50
right.
in 1964?
Right on.
And we had the Sea Kings at that point. Would the pilots have been checked out by a USN squadron, or would they have been checked out at the Sikorsky plant on the Sea Kings?
Joel Sosnikowski checked me up, for instance.
Oh, did he? All right.
And a couple of other guys. And as I recall, we checked our own pilots out. Buck Rogers was the ops officer. And I can't remember who the training officer was. But my recollection is that we checked our own pilots out.
All right.
Built up their time. And
okay. Now, as the CO of HS-50 now, the Canadian Navy has just procured what most would consider state-of-the-art in terms of a helicopter. What were your impressions of that particular aircraft?
State-of-the-art, top of the tree, king of the hill.
What sort of things set that aircraft apart from anything that had been flying with the Navy previously? Would it have been the instrumentation, for example, and the autopilot and the ability to go from forward flight into the transition and into the hover and that sort of thing?
Yeah. Everything was get yourself in the gate, push a button,
mm-hmm.
and it did it.
And it did it. And from what I understand, the ability of that aircraft to do that is due in large measure to the work that had been done by VX-10 and their electrical engineers.
Yeah, there was a lot of electrical and electronic stuff done by the VX-10 guys. And I don't know, I can't remember which company it was, but they always had a couple of reps, it seems to me, around the, certainly in the first 6 or so months at least.
Mm-hmm.
And initially maintenance of the quad radar was a bit of a, wasn't shaky, but it required a lot of damn attention.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, as far as I was concerned, I was a CO, so I was worrying about morale and training and all the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the equipment never seemed to be a bother. We had the usual sort of spare bit and part that had to be replaced. But
mm-hmm. As CO of the squadron, you were probably very well aware of how the Annapolis trials and the follow-on trials were going. Were you anxious to have that all over with so that the helicopters would have been embarked and be operational?
I was more concerned, I think, at the time of the rumors that we were going to lose our aircraft carrier.
Oh, all right.
It was somewhere in the wind, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen for quite a while after that, but
But the rumors were already circulating at that point.
Unfortunately, they were accurate. I don't know how widely they were, but as a CO, you kind of pick up bits and pieces here and there. The other trials, you sort of say, well, hurry up, guys. But
so the squadron would have been embarked aboard Bonnie then, and was still providing plane guard duties as well as the AF's role.
No, I don't recall. Uh, I recall using the Sea King as a, in the plane guard role.
So that would have been done by the older versions of the Sikorsky?
I think an H-04S.
That was still doing that service.
Yeah, but my recollection is pretty damn shaky in that particular instance. Because I honestly can't remember. But I don't recall a plane guard duty being done by a Sea King. But I can't visualize the damn horse
doing it.
No.
Right. I could certainly understand them not wanting to have a Sea King relegated to plane guard duties, because it's...
We're having enough trouble, Keith.
Right.
Although we maintained... We used to have four airborne around the clock. God. I've forgotten how long. For some days, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of about 3 days, everybody just collapsed.
Yeah, I'm sure that they would have been very tired. So, given all of your experience as a rotary wing pilot and having been on the staff of the DNA for a while during the Buckingham trials, just prior to and following, and the Ottawa trials, and then Commander Air at Shearwater, and then CO of HS-50 with the Sea King helicopters, when you look back at all of the helicopter trials and the bear trap and the haul down system, what would you attribute the success of that program to, given your firsthand experience?
Basically, the dedication of the guys and the skill of the guys who were trying to make the package all come together. It was total cooperation from everybody. The ships were, I think they used to get a little pissed off that they were in dockyard hands, you know, while they were messing around. But I never got to the ships. So
right.
The only time I'd get to a ship was for a RPC or something. But and we always tried not to talk shop. No, I think it was just we were determined to make the bloody thing work.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the guys in the squadron when I was there, the plumbers, the electrical, and the engineers, and all the damn troops too. Hell, they'd work half the night just to make sure that we had aircraft on the bloody line and first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was about the first thing we lost when everybody went into a green uniform. And after the people who had been dedicated to blue uniforms all drifted away,
mm-hmm.
Well, drifted away, retired, what happened. There wasn't the same spirit, there wasn't the same willingness to, my impression, because I was now on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm, right.
Sometimes you can see more trees from the outside than you can in the middle of the forest.
Right.
No, green uniforms didn't bolster the spirit of the sailors.
Certainly not. Still perhaps paying the price today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add as it relates to the helicopter story and the RCN at all? Anything that comes back that you'd like to have on tape?
I don't think so. If I think of anything, I'll just give you a ring.
Give me a phone.
As dictated by it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your
you're more than
willingness to participate and put your thoughts on tape this afternoon. I appreciate that.
I apologize again for
coughing
all through it.
No, that's fine. Everything's...
And my faulty memory.
No, you've provided some wonderful information, and I appreciate that, and so will everyone else. Thank you very much.
Well, I get-